Welcome to the Living Rosary. I'm Cliff Garvey. Archbishop Francisco Vitti is now 87 years old. Until his retirement, he was the Archbishop of Huambo, Angola. During his retirement, he lived in Assisi, helped out at the Basilica of St. Francis, heard confessions in a handful of languages, and completed the first ever translation of the Catechism of the Catholic Church into his native language of Umbundu. I met Archbishop Vitti during my first visit to Assisi in 2007. In fact, I met him in the confessional. As my confession concluded, Archbishop Vitti wrote down his name, telephone number, and email address. He told me that the Lord and Our Lady had brought us together for a reason. He told me from that moment onward, he would be my spiritual father, that I would be his son, and that if I needed him, wherever it might be, anywhere in the world, I could call him or write to him. And so I did. For many years, Archbishop Vitti directed my annual Lenten retreat in Assisi. We met every day. He gave me passages from the scriptures to read and remember during times of trial and tribulation. He celebrated Mass for me, for my intentions, at the tomb of St. Francis. During our last meeting in Assisi, before Archbishop Vitti returned to Angola at the request of the Holy Father, he encouraged me to grow closer to the Blessed Mother. He talked with me about his childhood in Angola, about how he had been forced to work like a slave building streets in his hometown, about how he had been taught to pray with the Blessed Mother by his own mother. He told me how much Mary meant to him, how much comfort and strength he took from his relationship with her, how much closer he grew to the Lord by, through, and with her prayers. Ultimately, he told me with the authority of an archbishop that a person cannot grow close to Christ without first knowing his mother. When Archbishop Vitti could see that his words were not having their desired effect, he took me by the hand. He led me through a series of hallways and dark passageways, through the bowels of the Basilica of St. Francis. Then suddenly, he opened a narrow door. We walked through it, and we found ourselves in the lower Basilica of St. Francis, at a side altar dedicated to the Blessed Mother. He pulled a stole from his pocket, put it over his neck. He told me to kneel, put his hands on my head, and began to pray in Latin. In all honesty, I didn't understand what was happening. For one brief, scary moment, I feared that I was being ordained a priest for the Archdiocese of Huambo, and that I would be headed to Angola forever. But soon I realized that my spiritual father was praying for me, for the intercession of the Blessed Mother, so that my heart and mind would be open to her love and her prayers. I felt deeply blessed, consoled, and grateful for Archbishop Vitti's prayers. But I still did not appreciate or fully understand what had happened that day in the Basilica of St. Francis. Later that year, I wrote to Archbishop Vitti and asked him to explain what he had prayed for that day. Here's what he wrote back. "My son, during these last few days, I have been thinking about you and your question. When I anointed you at the altar of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, I said a prayer through which I consecrated your life to Our Lady. It was not from a book, but from my heart as a son of Mary. I consecrated you to her as I was consecrated to her at the age of 12 in 1945. The Mother of God has protected me like a mother protects her beloved child. in my sufferings, in my illnesses, in persecution, and in moments when I could not understand my life, I found refuge and comfort in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. My son, I pray that you will have the same confidence in her. On July 14th, I will celebrate 50 years of priesthood. I would so love to see you, my spiritual son, at that Eucharistic celebration, but we are so far away. With you now only in spirit, I abandon and entrust myself into the hands of God, and with you I renew my consecration to the Mother of God. Peace be with you, my beloved Son in Christ, your Father, Francisco. Years later, reading this message still takes my breath away. Pope Francis once said, "With God, nothing is lost. In Mary, the goal has been reached, and we have before our eyes the reason why we journey, not to gain the things here below, which are fleeting, but the homeland above, which is forever." Well, it has been a long spiritual journey. It continues even now. But that's how it works. Our journey is Our Lady's journey. Our journey with her is the journey of the Church. Just as Mary nurtured the child born in a stable, she nurtures us. She nurtures our faith through her love and prayers for us. Just as she walked with Jesus along the dusty roads of Galilee, she walks with us. She walks with us when we encounter love and joy. She walks with us when we encounter pain and sadness. She walks with us when we are strong. She walks with us when we are weak. Just as Mary knelt in prayer at the foot of the cross, she kneels in prayer with us and for us when we are happy, when we grieve, when we enjoy good health, when we live with a chronic illness, when we suffer with a terminal illness, when we live life to the fullest, when we take our last breath. Just as she journeyed with her son, Mary journeys with us, faithfully, lovingly, unconditionally. And just as Mary rejoiced with the disciples when the Lord was risen from death, she rejoices with us when we find joy in the simple pleasures of life, like friendship, food, art, books, and music. She rejoices with us when we reach out to the poor, the sick, and the hungry. She rejoices with us when we grow in prayer, fellowship, and service, when we live the gospel, share God's love, and rebuild the Church. She stands with us when we say no to discord and division, when we say no to bigotry and hatred, when we say no to gossip and detraction. And she smiles when we act on the advice of old ladies and old bishops, when we reach out to her in prayer, and when we reach back to the risen Lord, her Son, who reaches out to us in friendship, love, and mercy throughout our whole life long. This is my journey. This is my long and winding road. What's yours? Pray about your own personal relationship with Mary, with Jesus, with the community of believers that we call the Church. Ask for the grace to recall those moments when you felt closest to our Lord, to our Blessed Mother, to our brothers and sisters in faith. Ask for the grace to remember those men and women, past and present, who helped you along the way, taught you to pray, walked with you in spirit and love during times of gladness and thanksgiving, during times of sadness and suffering. Give praise. Give thanks. Ask our Blessed Mother to pray for you. Ask her to pray for us. Ask her to pray for our sick and suffering world. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our Lady of the Rosary, pray for us. Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, pray for us. Founded in 2007, the Assisi Project is a fellowship of Franciscans in spirit with friends and followers throughout the world. We are dedicated to helping believers of all ages more faithfully live the gospel of Christ in the spirit of St. Francis and St. Clare of Assisi. The Assisi Project is a non-profit, tax-exempt, charitable organization. You can support our ministries and programs via Amazon Smile or PayPal, or by mailing a tax-deductible donation to the Assisi Project, Post Office Box 3158, Gloucester, Massachusetts, 01931. Join us online at assisiproject.com. Thanks for listening. May the Lord give you peace. This audio recording is produced by the Assisi Project, copyright 2020, all rights reserved.